Welcome back to BeastBuzz, your Brawl Stars podcast. This is the 50th episode of BeastBuzz podcast. And the first thing we're going to be doing, a quick announcement that we, for this episode, we're doing a how to balance Brawl Stars. It's sort of like what the Wild Brawler did. What the Wild Brawler podcast did. If you don't know about their podcast, check it out. Even though he is shutting it down, which I am very, very sad about. But, it was a great podcast, and I really wish he didn't shut it down. But, yeah, so we're doing a How to Balance Brawl Stars, except we're not making everyone OP. So, yeah, I'll see you guys in the main segment. And see there. So, for how I would like to buff Brawl Stars is for Shelly, buff her range by 0.5 tiles. It would make her so that she could actually do something. Because right now she struggles with hitting people and doing a consistent amount of damage. But if you just increase her range since her reload is fine, that would make up, even though it wouldn't make her do any more damage, it would still just make her be a little bit stronger. Number two is a Nita. Buff Bear Paws back to its original delay, where it had no delay, and make it back to 2 charges. I know that the 2 charges is not something that Supercell likes, but it was more balanced then. Colt, buff how large his attack radius is. So if you think about it, Colt's attack radius is like an inch wide. If you could make it like an inch and a half wide, just it would make it, or make his bullets wider. That's what I'm really trying to say. His ammo, instead of making it longer, wider, that would make it way, way better. And yeah. For Bull, buff movement speed to be on the faster side of fast. So if you don't know what I mean, there are those brawlers that are fast movement speed. I believe it's like Sandy, not positive, who's on the slower side of fast. And then there are brawlers like Rosa, who are on the faster side of fast. I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but just sometimes it's like that. And so make Bull on the faster side of fast, because what he can't do is he can't catch up to brawlers, which is something he needs. So, yeah. Next up is Jesse. Buffer projectile speed. It would make her a way better brawler and more viable in most modes. Brock, I would keep Brock exactly the same. He's very balanced right now, and yeah. Dynamike, buff radius of gadget shot. What I mean by that is when you throw a shot, make sure that, make it so that when he throws the shot of the satchel charge, I believe it's called, you make the explosion radius bigger. Bow, nerf explosion gadget, or the gadget that he can, tripwire gadget, my bad, tripwire, so that it has a 0.4 second delay. Now, this would not be much time, but I believe it would get people out of at least one line, so that it wouldn't be as broken, but it would still be very strong. Tick, make backup mine lay 3 mines instead of 1. So, yeah, this list took me a while to make, like 20, 30 minutes. So, make Tick lay 3 mines instead of 1 mine when he dashes. It would make Tick's gadget way better. And, yeah, 8-bit, keep 8-bit the same with his new star power. I don't even want to go touch into that, because if you nerf his star power, he'll be bad. And if you buff it, he will just be so bad. And it will be even worth it to try and do it. M's, buff Friendzoner gadget back to how it was. Like Nita's gadget, where it had the bigger push radius and only 2 charges.
Otherwise, all the brawlers in the game, the Trophy Road is probably the worst set of brawlers, including Shelly, just because of recent buffs and nerfs. Who do I think
is the best one is probably Bo. Bo is pretty good with his triple air gadget, and other people have just been receiving nerfs. Rosa, nerf supercharge rate. So when she attacks, so now you can chain supers. I think she should go back to how she was when you can't chain supers. She's very strong right now. And, yeah. At least it's not how she was at release day, because that was the day I started playing, and boy, it was not fun to play against us. Poco nerfed DeCapo to only healing 500 health. I feel like this is something really needed in the game, because Poco, his super is awesome, his gadget, even though he just received a buff, he is still so strong with his DeCapo star power, that they should just make him so that he doesn't heal as much. He'll still be very strong, but I feel like it would be better for the game. El Primo, buff range by 0.5 tiles. Now you see this a lot that I'm buffing. No, you see this a couple times that I'm buffing their range. Just because it'll make those brawlers better. Because other things I don't want to get too touched with. Like his meteor belt gadget. Oh my gosh, I don't want to touch that. You buff it and you actually get it so that it'll hit people. It'll be broken. And then you just get it so that it won't hit people. Nobody will use it. Barley, you want to keep Barley the same. Don't want to do too much to him. The only thing I can think of is that he could use a buff with his healing gadget. But, I mean, I'm not even going to do that because he's pretty balanced right now. Next up is Carl. Buff gadget to do 700 damage. This is a much-needed buff. Now, some people would say this is, like, way too much damage. But, in the end, honestly, it's not that much damage. 700 damage for something that people don't even hit that much. It'll tell people, like, hey, you're taking damage. You better get out of this. But in the other one, really, it's just to do an extra 600 damage in the end. And 600 damage isn't even that much. So next on the top of the next page of my list is Daryl. You want to keep Daryl the same. You buff anything about him, he'll be really good. And you nerf anything about him, and he'll kind of go downhill. Tanks are not very good anymore due to that Poco double tank is not a very viable option anymore. Just because we have Colette here, and Colette will just shred people. Penny, buff Last Blast to do 1,800 damage. Now, what I'm trying to say on this is that Last Blast is not a very good star power, as you guys know, and her other star power has been a better option. Just because of the control you can get with her star power bolts of fire, it would open up a more option. So what I'm trying to say is the last shot of it would leave with 1,800 damage. All the other shots would do the same amount of damage, but that would just be a little reward for hitting the last shot of it. Next up is Jackie. Nerf her so that she cannot hit through walls, but also buff her pneumatic booster charges. And also put pneumatic booster back to how it was and 2 charges. I think Jackie's gadget is not very good, if not good at all. It still helps, but no, don't, my bad. Don't put it back up to that. I was not trying to say that. Don't put it back up to that, but make it so that the movement speed is slightly increased. So instead of putting it back to, like, all the way back up, I believe it was 35%, I think it's 15% now, put it back up to 20%, or just add 5 more movement speed onto it. It would make her way better. Rico, buff star power, extra bounce, super bouncy or whatever, up to 75 damage a hit. This would make Rico's star power way better, not to how it was off of release. It was 100 damage. I believe that was on Ricochet, but yeah. Frank, make delay shorter. So Frank no longer waits for a couple seconds, like a second. Instead, he'll wait for a shorter time. Also, with that, we'll have to make his damage shots do 200 less damage each. Pam nerf her damage by 20 each shot. She's one of the strongest brawlers in the game, especially in Showdown now that the boxes have less health, making her very strong. BB nerf gadget to only giving her 300 health. Alright, then. Literally, all you need to do right now is put on the shield zapper, get into an engage, and then when you realize you're low, pop the gadget, and when you get your home run bar full, you have the shield, you can run away and regen health without worrying about it. B, nerf star power, the one that when she misses the shot, she gets the ammunition back. I don't know if this is a bug, because the description specifically says once per game, it will only come into effect, but it works all game, and it is super, super annoying. Nani, nerf orb damage by 150 per orb. She is very strong right now, and I think that this is a much-needed buff. Max, nerf her fourth ammo slot. Her fourth ammo slot is just, she is very strong right now, and so strong, I don't even know why she's this strong. She shouldn't be as strong as she is, but they just keep, they've given her too many buffs, and she is so strong. Next up is Mortis. Buff damage by 100 a dash. This would help Mortis finish off those brawlers. I know they've been giving him some damage buffs. And when I say buff damage by 100, this also will go for the gadget. So, yeah. Terra? Keep Terra and Jean. I'm just going to go for Terra and Jean. Keep Terra and Jean the same. Oh, sorry, guys. If you can hear that. I don't know if you can hear it. But, yeah. Keep Terra and Jean the same, and Mr. P nerf his Porter damage by 50. That would help Mr. P be balanced, and yeah, at least in my opinion, it would. Sorry, guys, my computer is not helping. There, so Mr. P, Sprout, nerf wall duration by 1.5 seconds. This would help quite a bit with Sprout, because he's the best thrower. And yeah, Spike, nerf fertilize to only give him 700 health. I know it's not a huge difference, but that extra 100 health can mean quite a bit. Leon, keep Leon and Crow the same. They will never be that good. And honestly, you buff them, they go on an explosion, and you nerf them. They're not very balanced right now. They're actually on the bad side. But with Crow, you touch his poison, he explodes, and he's amazing. Sandy, nerf super by 1.5 seconds. It's not how our super, his super used to be. But it is still quite a long duration. So yeah. Surge makes his star power that has projected a split how it was. Now it is, if Surge hits a wall, it will come back. It will the projectile will split. But how it was originally was if your shot went to the end of the radius, it would then split out to the sides. And even how he started off in Brawl Talk, they said that when Surge hits a wall, it will split. So, yeah. Gale, keep Gale the same. He just got a whole patch of nerfs, and he's honestly on the balanced side, if not on the worst side of the game. All of the nerfs, his gadget's not very good anymore. Colette, oh my gosh. The 8 balance chain just made her so, so good. And in a podcast in the podcast Shell Shock, he said that Colette was one of the worst brawlers in Shodown. No, she is not. Colette is so strong. So you're gonna want to nerf her super and her damage. So that's gonna be it for the main segment of this podcast, and I'll see you guys in the outro.